Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, March the 1st. In the news this morning, we have March corn down a penny at 6.29. We have May wheat down a quarter cent at 7.05 1/4, and May beans up 7 3/4 cents at 14.86 3/4. The corn finished on its lows. It was a good 5 cents off its highs. The May wheat closed pretty much on its lows. We closed about 9 cents off its highs. And May beans, even though we were up 7 3/4 cents, was still 8 cents off its highs. Currently, we've got the crude oil down 48 after being up 50. The oil was up about 59 ticks. Meal was up $1.20. Good news for the grains is the dollar is down 54 ticks. We'll see if that can help here. I think the beans were strong for two reasons out here. Number one, the hot and dry weather in Argentina. Now, the weather I'm looking at shows that the central Cordoba area looks to be getting a fair amount of rain this week, but warm temperatures in the 90s. But further south in Navarro, it looks like there's only really one chance of rain. Temperatures pushing back toward 100 degrees. 98 to 100 degrees there. So maybe that's what, you know, helped the beans bound off the lows. The other thing is the beans with new crop beans are down here at 1352. I think we've got to take a look at whether or not we're going to try to buy some acres before the March 31st intentions report. Everybody seems intent on the corn acres increasing at the expense of beans. We'll see. They might be expanding off of lower cotton acres. There could be a few things out there that could switch some acres back to corn. But I think the beans are going to be trying to fight to get a few more acres out here. The rest of the weather country looks pretty decent. Kansas looks to get a little bit more rain. But overall, the vast majority of the country is in pretty good shape. From a weather standpoint, we're pretty warm here. Chicago is going to be 50, 55 degrees. Looks like everything's coming up about 2 to 3 weeks early around the country. So, you know, can we get a good start on spring planting out here early? It's certainly possible. Corn market, you know, we just don't see much export business out here. We've got great moisture improvements in the soil conditions. I just don't see what's particularly friendly out here. The Ukrainians are pushing the UN and Turkey to help formulate some kind of export corridor deal. I think that will get done, but I think the Russians are going to have plenty to say between now and the 17th that could try to bump up prices here. The wheat pretty well oversold. Could we make a new low here this morning, the first day of the month? That's certainly possible. We still have the only reason I'm not getting a little bit friendlier at these prices is the funds are still heavily long. 150 corn, 130 beans, 130 meal. So do they want to continue to liquidate here? We'll have to see. The first 15 minutes or so, I think, will tell the tale of where the day is going to go. Whether we're going to see a rebound or whether we're going to see more funds selling out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.